Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1. Maria, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show. You haven't even heard about this and you've already got an opinion on the wedding party drama.
Oh, no. That is not cool. I'm telling you, that bride, or more so her mother, will tackle that woman right there.
Maria, you don't even know the story. It might be a super sweet story.
Could be sweet.
No, that is the bride's day. You do not steal a bride's thunder. Those parents have paid probably thousands of dollars for this wedding, for it to be all about her and the groom. You don't do that.
All right, Maria, I actually know the person this is happening to. So I'm going to put you on hold and tell you the story, right? And then we'll pick you back up and we'll see if you've changed your mind, all right?
Okay.
All right.
She's like, you can put me on hold. I'm not changing my mind.
So I actually am I'm glad that Maria called, because this is a woman that I know, and she is a bridesmaid in a wedding. And there's only like four attendants on each side. So everybody gets to make a quick speech. So during her toast, her big plan is to reference the open bar and how she won't be able to take advantage of it because her and her husband are expecting their first baby. And this will be the first time that she tells all of their friends, all of their family, including her parents who will be there.
Cute.
Because it's all family friends. So,
and does the bride or the groom know?
Nobody knows.
Okay.
Nobody knows. Now, I made the argument. I'm like, I think that's a violation. So I don't think you could do that. And she's like, no. It's okay, because our families are so close and it's an intimate wedding and it's only 100 people and our families are so close. My entire family will be there. My parents will be there. My sister will be there. My sister's fiance will be there. My grandparents will be there.
It doesn't matter.
She says it's perfect.
No, it's not. That doesn't matter. All of the bride's family will be there, too. And the groom's family will be there, too. It is a terrible idea. Okay. It's insanely selfish. It's so rude. It's like, oh,
I don't think it could be sweet at all.
No. Do I think her being pregnant is sweet? Absolutely. You're bringing a miracle life into this world. Beautiful. Tell everybody tomorrow.
Maria, in commerce, please help me change Kelly Cheese's mind, because it is sweet, because her whole family will be there, right?
Can Kelly and I go to this wedding?
No, because
she did not arrange this gathering for herself. She can make her own gathering the next day while everybody's in town, have her own party, but absolutely not. Yeah. I would be curious if I was that bride.
Okay,
so Maria and Kelly, like, what if she did like a toast to their future children, like the bride and groom's future children, and then kind of slid in her announcement?
No,
in there.
You toast to the bride and groom and their wedding day and their relationship, which is relevant in the present time, and not build on "I'm pregnant, so congratulations to your future children," assuming you want to have them.
Kelly,
it's so rude.
Why are you so anti-family?
I'm not anti. I think it's beautiful that she's pregnant, but I think she's got really bad taste in timing.
All right, Amanda in Stockbridge is convinced that she can explain to Kelly what's wrong with her side and convince Kelly this is romantic and sweet. Go ahead, Amanda.
Absolutely not. This is wildly inappropriate for someone's wedding. I don't care how small it is. My brother and my now sister-in-law just got married. It was a small, intimate wedding, and I never would have stolen their thunder like this. This is ridiculous. I don't think that's appropriate at all.
Even
if you want to wait a few hours and do it later at like a family dinner, I mean, everybody's going to stay for a while, right?
Amanda, listen, you're being very selfish, because this poor bridesmaid is going to have to go the entire wedding with people saying, "Why are you having anything to drink? Can I get you another drink? Let's do a shot." And she's going to have to put it down. So why are you only thinking of the bride on this Saturday? Why don't you
think? Because it's her day. Because it's her wedding day.
Okay, is there any chance the bride will love it because they're so close? I mean, if she's only got four attendants on each side, like, would the bride be excited about it?
I don't know. Allie, what do you think? Would the bride be excited about it?
No. My sister just got married last September, and my brother was super excited about proposing to his girlfriend, and she said, no, you have to wait until after I get married. This is my wedding week. You can't even do it the week of.
Brides are so selfish, Jen. It's really, really sickening.
Something about that dress and the walk down the aisle. Well, they want it to be all about them.
Jen,
imagine that.
You were asking if there's any chance the bride would really super love it.
Okay.
The woman who is going to do it actually is on the phone and would like to change Kelly Cheese's mind.
Not happening. Nice. So she's ready to talk right to you.
Julia in Brookhaven wants to talk directly to you about her plan, Kelly. Are you prepared to have your mind changed?
I mean, I'm prepared to have the conversation. Let's go for it. But change my mind? No way.
Let's see if you'll be quite as harsh when you have to talk right to her.
kudos to her for calling up.
Ready to defend herself and her plan. She's on next. Jeff and Jen Show.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
All right, so there is a woman that Jeff knows in Brookhaven who is planning to announce her first pregnancy at her best friend's wedding during her speech, during her toast.
It's a super small. Well, I'm not even going to defend it because Julia actually wants to come on and defend her position herself. So,
okay, awesome.
We'll let her do it. Before we do that, Leanne and Noonan.
Hi, guys.
What qualifies you to have an opinion in this matter?
Well, I'm a professional wedding planner. I've been in the industry for 15 years.
So you work in an industry of love and happiness. So, of course, you think this is a great idea.
Absolutely not. This is not her day. This is the bride's day. The planning and the amount of hours and the amount of money that goes into these weddings, it is not appropriate by any means, no matter how close their relationship is.
Okay, well, Leanne, it's obvious that you've been paid by Kelly Cheese to call into the show today. So,
if I was paid by Kelly G's, the wedding planner would not be allowing this because I have to oversee all of my toasts.
You read the toasts before they're given?
I read the toasts.
Smart.
Yes.
So smart.
Wow.
So smart.
All right, Kelly, are you ready to talk directly to Julia?
Yeah.
About this because she is the one who wants to do it. Now, Julia is not her real name, so we don't have to worry about her getting busted. Even though there's nothing bad for her to get busted for.
I am so ready for this.
Julia, go ahead and talk directly to Kelly.
Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
I'm good, kind of. How are you? I'm nervous for you, actually. I'm really nervous for you.
No, honestly, I think the way that this whole thing has been put on the platter has not been laid out correctly. Because I don't have the intention of standing up and making a toast and making it all about me. The situation that I have with my bestie, and she's getting married, and I've loved her since I was a little girl. We've been friends. And it's in our adulthood, I'm not going to lie, we have been famous for matching each other shot for shot during celebratory occasions. So she has an open bar planned at her wedding, and she's very excited about having a great time with her closest friends and doing shots, and she's going to expect me to do shots with her, and if I don't, it will be blatantly obvious. So I have a very beautiful speech prepared that is about them. It is not about me, and it's how happy I am that they're together, and I remember when they met and when she told me she fell in love with him.
See,
and
Kelly,
and
you
how
think
happy
it's,
I am.
You think and it's then, selfish. What Julia is actually doing is preventing the bride from thinking that Julia is not enjoying the wedding.
Okay, but wait, you got to let her finish. How's the speech end? You're going to talk about them, and then what?
Oh, and then at the end, when I say, and everybody should raise their glass, I'm going to say, and my husband's going to do my shot for me because we're expecting. And then everybody will clap, and then that's it. Then they'll understand why I'm not doing shots with them all night, and they'll be happy about it instead of, upset? Why aren't you partying with me? Why aren't you happy and excited about this day like I am? And so I don't want to throw her off and think I'm not into her wedding, because I really, really am.
No. That's a really good point.
No, it's not. Because what that tells me is here's your plan from the bride's perspective. And then everybody at the wedding, you make this beautiful speech all about them. And then you end it on this really high note that's all about you. And then everybody's like, oh my gosh, that's so sweet. So after your speech, when everyone should be going up to the bride and groom, giving them congratulations and advice on their upcoming wet marriage and the first year and what to expect, now some of this attention is going to be directed on you and your first child and what you should expect. When really what you should do is pull the bride aside today and be like, look, I want to give a speech. I don't want to take anything away from you. I don't want anybody to know this yet, but I'm pregnant and I want to tell you first, and I want to make it special in this moment, just me and you right now. So that way when I'm drinking sparkling grape juice at your wedding or you're wanting to go shot for shot, you know that I can't. And it's more of like a private moment between you and your best friend. It's even more special that way. And you take nothing away from her big day.
Sarah and Griffin, please, thank you for holding. Please explain to Kelly how selfish she's being.
She is not being selfish.
Thank
at
you.
All. Like, I am so infuriated just hearing this girl talk and try to explain herself. I'm planning and organizing my sister's wedding, and I am so pissed hearing that. Like, to have somebody try and come in and announce their big news on my sister's big day after all the effort I'm putting in just to make it perfect for her. So to have to imagine a bride to do that, that's ridiculous. And Kelly is right. After her speech,
that's gross. That gets that phrase gets you hung up on.
No, not true.
I don't know. It made me feel pretty good there.
Natalie and Macon, you can be the last call, and then we'll move this over to Facebook.
I am just so beside myself at this woman and how she thinks that this is okay. Why not make a special moment before the wedding, when you're by yourself getting dressed, and you have like a, give her something that's beautiful and say, you know, I can't wait to share this moment with you, but I want you to understand I can't drink at the wedding, and this is between me and you. I mean, that's a special moment there, not at her wedding. That's crazy. This girl is, she's very selfish. God, very selfish.
You got everyone brainwashed, Kelly. Everybody.
I think maybe she's just underestimating the response of everybody, because she's like, yeah, I'll just say I'm pregnant. Nobody will care. And then we'll just move back on to the wedding. But what you're saying is, no, the whole spotlight all of a sudden will go on to her.
Right. It's a beautiful thing, but you've got to know when to share it. And it's just not the right moment. It's just not.
All right. We are not done with this yet.
You're not done with this yet. Search Jeff and Jen Show on Facebook and share your thoughts with us there 24/7.
We will make sure, quote unquote, Julia is reading Facebook. So you can head over Jeff and Jen Show and Star 941 Atlanta. Place your comment right there on, if you were her friend, what exactly you would tell her to do.
That's how you should comment, in the form of a letter to Julia. A text message. Comment as though you're sending Julia a text message.
Love it.
Brilliant.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.